Okay, Cosmos. Let's try and get those. I mean, I don't know. These images together of the fish and the hologram. Oh yeah. One thing. I think I should also make a chapter there. Back to me working. I'm sitting there in my office and I have these drawings on my table. Oh, I still have them. I can publish, put some of them there. And yeah, you're supposed to fill this space as many, whatever, big as it was, half a year. So thinking, and this is where I was happy and still am. Conceptual design, ideas, exhibition. I traveled around, had been all over the world, was fed up with traveling. But I'd seen exhibitions, the latest, greatest, coolest, cutting-edge presentation technologies of Disney, Universal Studios, museums, planetariums all over the US and other countries as well. Met with legendary exhibition developers, and this is what it's about. I sat there thinking. First, how to understand this knowledge, this cosmology, and then how to present it to people so they can really enter into it. And yes, I learned this expression, this concept of immersive exhibitions. And yeah, that of course perfect for this. We build the Puranic cosmos not to look at or hear about, but to enter. We started drafting me and a talented Ukrainian architect and illustrator, Chaitanya Chandradaya. Yes, as immersive. And engaging as possible and fun and interesting. But as low-tech as possible. It shouldn't be dependent on expensive and complex technology from far away. I had visited Delhi and Bangalore, where they were building animatronics, robots of Krishna and Arjuna and Prabhupada. And yes, of course, guests will come to look at the robot Krishna. But then we sat there, me and Chakrapani, Swiss engineer who had constructed them. I just said, maintenance, it's a big deal for these. They're very complex. They're very expensive. I sat there watching a thick bundle of cables coming out on the back of Prabhupada as he sat there with only the very well crafted latex head. But with a robotic body with pumps, levers and circuit boards. Chakrapani was, I thought, a bit cynical. Was maybe the, well, attitude that an engineer has, who is, as engineers are, very down-to-earth, practical, dreaming, okay, but turning it into functional material form is another thing, and to manage the whole project. So I sat there in my office thinking that dreaming up immersive environments, big rooms, not only containing dioramas, but where the entire room was a loka or a world, and where things happened. Where figures were moving around, doing things, sometimes speaking. And I thought, why build expensive robots in America? Why not use real local actors? They are much cheaper, sustainable, only requires little food and a salary, and they are alive. I'm sitting more than 25 years later and thinking about how to escape from this AI. But yes, the three dawns. Now we can write about that. But what did I start this with? Let me listen again.